To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 5th of April, 2022. Got the best technology news for you, and we'll get you caught up on it now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're going to start off Tuesday with hacker news. And those of you out there that use MailChimp, yep, you've guessed it, they've been hacked. MailChimp has confirmed that hackers used an internal tool to actually steal data from more than 100 of its clients. So you may or may not be affected. And it may or may not be just 100. We'll see. Apparently, the data was being used to mount phishing attacks on users of cryptocurrency services. Now, MailChimp actually confirmed this yesterday, although the hacking actually took place over the weekend. That's when users of the Tresor hardware cryptocurrency wallet actually started reporting being targeted by sophisticated phishing emails. According to the folks over at Bleeping Computer, they're reporting that one of the stolen email lists was actually used to send a fake data breach notification, and that was sent to all Tresor customers. That then prompted the user to download a new version of their desktop application. And then you can see where it would go from there. In fact, Tresor said in their statement, this was an exceptional, sophisticated, clearly planned attack. The likes they hadn't really seen before. MailChimp, on the other hand, though, issued a statement saying that all owners of the compromised accounts have been informed, so no more notifications from affected entities will likely appear soon. Wow, not a great way to start a Monday, was it? Talk about waiting for Back to the Future. We're trying to get into the future. Now, obviously, with what I'm saying there, we're talking about the DeLorean and its complete resurrection as an electric vehicle. We've been hearing about it for some time now, but where is it? We remember that teaser video in 2016. Yeah, that seems like a long time ago now, doesn't it? Then in 2019, some Stanford scientists, yeah, they got in an autonomous DeLorean to do a whole bunch of stunts and donuts and stuff, and it was cool. We thought, oh, it must be on the way. Yeah, no, still not. Now it seems like things are coming to light. In a tweet, the DeLorean Motor Company, which by the way is based in Texas in the USA, said, let's clear some things up. The next generation of the DeLorean is coming into focus. And that focus being August 18th, 2022. Now granted, they didn't say that it would be hitting the streets that day. They just said it would be coming into focus. Maybe it'll just be, hey, look, it's all focused now. Now we know what it looks like. Have you built one yet? No. Or maybe we'll be completely surprised seeing the thing do actual donuts in the front parking lot at the DeLorean headquarters. Orders. One thing we know for sure, though, if you're thinking 80s nostalgia for this thing, think again. DeLorean says they're working with a design company, a prestigious one at that, that's actually owned by the folks over at Volkswagen. So who knows what the DeLorean will look like? Could look like a 1970 VW Beetle for all we know. Finally, Google must really want to get their employees back in the building. As we know, because of the pandemic, a lot of people thought, yeah, working from home, this ain't so bad. Now they can't get them back to the office. So what better way to do that than send them a free scooter? That's right, Google's preparing to bring its employees back to work with an added bonus. They've actually teamed up with the e-scooter maker, Anagi. I think that's how you say it. If I butchered the name, I'm sorry. I've never heard of it before. In any case, they've launched a new program called Ride Scoot, which basically means U.S. Google-based workers can get a reimbursement for full cost of a monthly subscription to the stylish Motor One scooter, which, by the way, retails for just under $1,000. The scooter, by the way, which on a full charge can reach up to 15.5 miles and speeds up to 20 miles per hour. Google's, of course, hoping with this incentive, it'll get their employees on the scooter and on their way to work, which may or may not happen. Who knows? Some employees might go to drastic measures, like moving 20 miles away from Google headquarters, saying, yeah, I would come in, but that scooter only gets me halfway there. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, of course, located at britishtechnetwork.com. You can support the new show over there, too, because we need your help so we can keep this show alive. britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Literally, for just the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can do your part in helping keep the new show on the air. Don't forget to check us out on our social media destinations, Facebook at British Tech Network, of course, on Twitter at British Tech, and the Slack room, of course, with our BTN community. Come join the fun today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show. Hey, here's something you don't hear very often. We're going to have a Wednesday show for you tomorrow. Oh, yes, indeed. We will be back your way for a Wednesday installment tomorrow, the BTN News Show. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.